This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is leading a 24-state coalition suing the U.S. Department of Education. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court, challenges a new rule set to take effect July 1st. It slashes federal loan limits for some graduate students, capping them at roughly $20,000 a year. Medical and law students are exempt from the lower caps. But the rule excludes programs for nursing, physical therapy, and physician assistants. Those are all in high demand. Weiser says the restrictions violate federal law and will squeeze students just as Colorado faces a shortfall of 10,000 nurses by 2030. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The federal government has released $40 million to keep water in the Colorado River outside Glenwood Springs. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The future of the Colorado River runs through a tiny hydroelectric plant. Located in Glenwood Canyon, the Shoshone Power Plant owns the right to take water out of the river and then put it back in. Preserving that right could help keep the water high enough for fish and rafting. But it's held by Xcel Energy, which could soon retire the aging plant. The federal funding gives the Colorado Water District almost all the money it needs to buy the water right. The $40 million award was appropriated by former President Joe Biden, but then it was frozen by the Trump administration. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up on 406, and you're listening to CPR News.